A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's go to the Islandwood Veterinary Hospital in Newmarket, part of the Mill Street Veterinary Group, where I'm joined by Jane Pickett. Good afternoon to you, Jane.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And you're very welcome. Okay, let's get straight into questions. And this one came in bright and early this morning. It says, question for Jane, please. We have a new 8-week-old puppy, but she shivers a lot of the time. Now, she's indoor all the time in our house. And our house, by the way, isn't cold. Is it just excitement? Why does she do this? She's a cockapoo, adorable and so affectionate. I can't believe any little doggy could show such love. Also, at what age do we begin training her? Just the basic obedient training. At what age do we start that? Any advice would be most helpful.
Okay, well, that's super exciting, adding a new member to the family. And it sounds like you'll have lots of fun getting going with the training. So from the perspective of the shivering, I think our listener has the initial basis covered in kind of making sure that the house is not cold. What I'd say is in young dogs, particularly where they're, let's say, 8 weeks old, what might feel cold to us or what might feel like a normal temperature to us may not be exactly the same for them. So I'd have things on the toastier side inside in the house, because when dogs are that young, they don't have the ability to kind of mobilize their muscle sources of fat and reserves in order to create heat in the same way as an adult dog does. So they're a lot more kind of temperature sensitive. So I'd say, you know, try and make the house on the toastier side of things, see if that helps a little bit. It is possible that it could be excitement and it could be, let's say, a little bit of anxiety or kind of trepidation about new things in a new environment. So try and keep a little eye on when the shivering happens, if it's just, you know, no rhyme or reason to it and there's a bit of a shiver going on. But if the shivering is occurring when there's something different happening that they wouldn't have seen before, let's say the Hoover is being used in the house or there's new people visiting into the household, it may be more kind of behavioural, a little bit of anxiety with a new event that they won't have encountered before. So I think you need to look at it from both sides and take note of the pattern of when it happens.
Yeah,
that'll help to guide you.
She's obviously just recently left her mother, and I was just thinking on the cold side, normally if she was still with her mother, she'd be able to snuggle in and get heat from her mother.
Exactly. And I think a really nice way of doing that will be little hot water bottles in their crate. But you need to make sure that they're covered and they're not too hot. So they need to be a super, super comfortable temperature. So I normally say just a little bit hotter than lukewarm. So just that it's a gentle heat. It's not absolutely roasting. And make sure that it's well covered. Exactly like if we were using, you need to be careful not to cause any discomfort to the skin or even worst case scenario, burning. And make sure it's a nice sealed one. But that can sometimes help to soothe them a little bit and kind of replicate that kind of snuggling into their mum that they can do. As regards kind of beginning behavioural training, so basic commands of sit, stay and walking on the lead, I would give them a week or two to settle into the house and then gently start doing it in small, like 2 or 3 minute bursts. When they're really young, they don't have a long attention span at all. So lots of positive reinforcement, lots of telling them they're the best boy or girl ever and the odd treat when they've done things right. And I think the sooner you start with it, you're building that bond with your dog, you're getting that young brain working. And sometimes that can, you know, help to smooth the transition into a new home because they know that they have a little family around them that they interact with. So I think the sooner the better, but give them a week or two to settle in.
Okay. Eleanor has a 14-year-old Bichon Frise who's gone a little lethargic for the last few days. Seems to be sleeping a lot. He is eating fine, but he just seems very, very tired all the time. Eleanor says, is he telling me his time is up?
Oh. Oh, yeah, it can be very difficult when you have a senior dog, because obviously, you know, unfortunately they don't live forever, and you know that it's kind of a little bit of a ticking clock when they get into their latter years. I would say that you know your little dog really, really well, and you've noticed a change in him. So you've noticed that he's become more lethargic. Now, it may not be that his time is up, but I do think that any change, particularly in an older pet, even if it's just as subtle as sleeping a bit more in the last few days and being lethargic, it definitely warrants a trip to the vet, because it might be that there's something bubbling under the surface that might be able to be dealt with to help your pet kind of retain its quality of life. And it's best to try and catch these things early. So well done for noticing the change. But I think your next step here is booking your pet in for an appointment with a vet, so that they can do a full physical exam and just discuss what's been going on. And if there is anything that they can do to help and keep that quality of life good, great. And if not, they'll be able to guide you as to the next step.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, Isha has a similar problem. She has, hers is a 12-year-old neutered female. Is it an Alaskan? Is it a Malamute?
Malamute.
Big dogs. I'd say, yeah, they're like the husky dogs, are they? No?
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
big husky like
that. Okay, she's 12. She's all of a sudden gone off her food to the point that she's neither eating or drinking. And Isha's wondering as well, is this the beginning of the end?
Yeah, I think it's a similar situation here. That sounds like a big and quite obvious change. If we've gone off our food, not eating, not drinking, that's quite a serious situation. So I would say your first port of call here is you need to get your little dog into the vet to check out what can be done, you know, if anything, to help the situation and what's causing the symptoms of loss of appetite and not wanting to drink. This little dog, you need to go to the vet, I think.
Yeah, and get it checked. Okay, yeah. Somebody is trying to toilet train a puppy. Somebody else is after getting a puppy. How often do you need to go out with the dog every day?
As a minimum, every 2 hours, which sounds like an awful lot, but trust me, it's much easier than cleaning up the mess inside. And I think the main thing is you need to give that little puppy every opportunity to do things right by them doing their business outside in the garden or your designated spot. The more times they get it right and you kind of positively reinforce them, best boy, best girl, lots of cuddles and a few treats after they do their business, the more times they have that experience, the more times it kind of embeds it into their brain that, yeah, this is my toilet, it's outside. I should ask to go outside when I want to pee or poo. The more times you can get them getting it right and the less times they get it wrong and have an accident inside, the quicker your toilet training will be and the smoother it will all go. Every puppy until at least 6 months of age does not have full bladder control, so expect that there will be accidents and mistakes. The best thing to do is not to scold them or anything like that, because that can just make the problem worse, is just to clear it up and try again in 2 hours' time to get things right by going outside. But you need to go out very often. Overnight, I normally suggest last thing at bedtime, take them out, little walk around, do their pees and poos, and first thing in the morning, and probably quite early in the morning, get up, take them outside. They may well have had an accident overnight because their bladder control is not good. But, you know, you've got to work with the life stage that they're at. But a lot more often than they think, they need to go out.
OK, Barry has an interesting one. A 5-year-old Alsatian who always licks your face. How do we stop the dog from doing it? The reason I'm asking is we're about to have a new addition into the household, i.e. a new baby in the next month. And we obviously don't want the dog trying to lick the baby's face. He's always licked people's faces. That's common, okay. Is it?
It can be. If he's always licked people's faces, this is a deeply embedded behaviour. And it's probably never been a problem before, so it's never been discouraged. So he's probably learned that it's a good thing for him to do, which is very difficult in this situation, because now you need to try and change that behaviour quite radically and quite quickly as well. The first thing I would say is, particularly when there's a new baby in the household, safety first. Never ever, no matter how much you trust that pet, never ever leave it with a young child. I think, you know, they can be as soft as anything around their normal family, but you have to remember that it's a new member of the family, probably something they've never seen before if it's a baby, and that's a big change for them. So, you know, I wouldn't let this dog near the baby for the behaviour to occur for quite a considerable period, and certainly not unsupervised. This one may be a little bit difficult, probably distraction. So whenever he starts licking the face, distract with another positive behaviour. So give the command to sit or to stay or to give a paw. and try and break that behaviour. So kind of distraction and redirect it into something positive so that you have control of the dog is probably the best thing to do. This one may require some additional professional help with a behaviourist or a veterinary behaviourist to break the habit and just make it a safe experience around a young child. So it would be best to ask your vet who locally is appropriately qualified and, you know, does a good job that they would know of locally. And it may be best to get them involved just for some advice in advance of the new arrival.
OK. All right. Listen, as always, thank you for that, Jane. Have a good week. We'll chat next Thursday.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Jane Pickett of the Islandwood Veterinary Hospital in Newmarket, part of the Mill Street Veterinary Group.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.